This is an interview. This is an interview.
Have we? Oh, it wasn't running before.
This is an interview in Providence, Rhode Island with Gilbert Franklin. This is April 13th, 1978. It's Robert Brown, the interviewer. I'd like to begin by asking you something of your childhood, if you could describe bits of it. What do you think were some important things that happened to you during it? Perhaps keeping in mind your later career, but not necessarily, if there were events or people that were quite important to you then.
All right. My early childhood in England, I don't recall too much of. I came to this country when I was about five, and we moved to Attleboro, Mass. My father was a jeweler, and so we were living there. And but I do remember always being familiar with tools and having work going on around me, and being able to have tools and make things myself. That's
your father was a jeweler, made jewelry.
Made jewelry, yeah. He worked in a jewelry factory too, but he made jewelry. Mm-hmm. He was a jeweler.
Mm-hmm. And was he doing mostly custom orders? People would.
The things that he was doing at home, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. In the factory, he was doing some of that, but not so much.
Would he stress certain things to you when you, if he ever talked about his work and what he was trying to do with it?
Some, but that's not very clear in my memory.
Yeah.
What is clear is just sitting beside him at a bench, working with him, you know, learning how to handle a jigsaw, pliers, shears, working with metal. Files, doing the simple things that I, you know, at 8 or 10, that I could do, and then it just continued from then on. I mean, I've always done things like that.
Did it seem that you would go on to do something with your hands? Is that what you wanted to do, or?
It seemed to, yeah, always been in the background, you know. Seen, I guess there's a point between grammar school and the early years of high school where one thinks of all the things that one might be, a journalist, a pilot, you know, and the I don't know, the wide-ranging kind of more adventuresome things or professions. But in back was always this feeling that it would be something that I would do with my hands. Drawing was always very important to me. I can remember doing that as far back as I can remember anything. And
what would you draw? Anything particular? Just imagine from the imagination?
No, I think originally just copying things, you know. Mm-hmm. Indian heads, full rig sailing vessels, all that kind of thing. You know, there are always three or four people in a class or something who could do things, and they seem to be the ones who make pictures for the other kids. You know,
Okay. Your family, I mean, into high school, you continued to help your father? I mean,
no, not by then. He was not making custom jewelry at that time. Mm-hmm. Yes. That was rather sad because, you know, he felt he was just a cog in a factory at that time.
Mm-hmm. But then it was the Depression, too, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah. The height of the Depression.
Which is
strange.
Well, phrase. In school, was there any encouragement from that end? In school in Attleboro?
Yeah, we had very, you know, simple classes in art, maybe once a week or something like that.
Oh, so it was a fairly minor input then?
It was very minor up until high school. There was a little bit more in high school. But I had, the outside of school, the associations were much, much stronger. I knew people who were just a little older than I was, 3 and 4 years old, who were very, very skillful makers of all kinds of things. And I,